Welcome to Wave Rider Morning Dose. Everything you need before the bell. Let's dive in.
Honestly, good morning, traders. Futures are basically flat. S&P down 4 points. NASDAQ barely green. Sounds boring, right?
Oh, it's not boring at all.
I was going to say the same thing, actually, because breath is just, I mean, the numbers underneath are wild. And gold just hit 5180, and we've got this Iran ceasefire thing hanging over everything.
I mean, yeah, and when I say wild, I mean it. We've got 123 bulls versus 578 bears on the 4% measure.
Oh, wow. So, wow, nearly 5 bears for every bull, and futures are only down 4 points? How is that even possible?
Like, right? Futures are pricing in ceasefire hope. Breath is pricing in sustained distribution underneath. One of them is wrong.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And honestly, the 9-month count tells the real story. 23 bulls versus 89 bears. This isn't a 1-week wobble.
Yeah, that's sustained distribution.
Exactly. I mean, plus we've got over 1,000 reversal signals on the scan. 1,021 to be exact. That's not isolated weakness. That's broad-based selling pressure across the entire market.
Mm-hmm. And South Korea dropped 12% overnight. That's not nothing either.
Not nothing at all. That's global risk-off bleeding straight into our open.
Sure. Okay, but here's what's wild. Tuesday was a textbook geopolitical whipsaw, right?
Oh man, classic. Sharp selling, midday recovery on that shipping insurance backstop news, then soft close.
Right. The fix was a Band-Aid, not a
permanent solution. And now Iranian operatives are reportedly reaching out on ceasefire terms.
See, that's the wild card.
That could flip the entire tape within 72 hours, either direction.
Yeah, totally. Right. And the structural backdrop isn't helping. Section 122 tariffs going to 15% this week. Fed holding rates for an extended period.
Here's the thing. The rate cut cavalry is not coming. That's why this breath deterioration is sticky.
Okay, so the backdrop is clear. Bearish breath, no Fed rescue, geopolitical wildcard. Now let's talk earnings, because last night gave us some very clear signals.
I mean, ROST is the standout. Beat EPS by 10 cents, revenue beat.
Okay, that's already 2 for 2.
New buyback authorization, dividend hike, trifecta. Up 6.4% pre-market. The market is telling you exactly what it values right now. Companies that can pass costs through.
Mm-hmm. And on the flip side?
AAZ gapped down nearly 6% on a double miss. Revenue and margin both came in worse than expected. You know what? That gap is almost too clean.
Yeah, that gap deserves respect.
You know what? Absolutely. AAZ's margin miss is the stagflation story in one number. Tariff costs plus commodity inflation hitting a company that can't fully pass them through. And Abercrombie is worth a flag too. Beat the quarter, but guided Q1 below consensus. Classic beaten lower.
Right, right. What about CRWD?
BBPS by 2 cents, revenues in line, guidance in line. Solid, but not spectacular. Reflected in a modest plus 0.4% pre-market move.
Even queen beats need a catalyst to move in this tape.
Exactly. ROST and AZO are telling the same story from opposite directions. Pricing power wins, margin compression loses.
Let's see how that plays out in the broader pre-market picture. Commodities are voting loudly this morning.
Oh, for sure. So crude is up, sitting at 75.02.
Okay.
And gold just crossed 5180.
5180? That's not a typo?
Not a typo. Up nearly $60. And silver up over $2 on the session.
Wow. God, is this just a fear trade?
Look, it's more than fear. The conflict is disrupting physical supply flows for both metals. Supply shrinking, fear-driven demand surging at the same time. That's why the moves are outsized.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And look at sector rotation. Energy and utilities are both sitting at the 93rd percentile.
The only two confirmed institutional rotations.
Everything else is in retreat. Consumer discretionary.
How bad?
0th percentile. All-time low in the data set. Not a multi-year low. All-time.
Oh, man. God.
And technology at the 3rd percentile. Healthcare at the 0th percentile. Institutions are in full defensive mode.
Right. And here's what's crazy. Industrials down 1.4% despite the defense narrative.
I mean, look, broad cyclical selling is winning over sector-specific tailwinds. That tells you how deep the risk-off sentiment runs. And I'd add a wrinkle here. Utilities with an asterisk. It's not a safe harbor. it's the least bad harbor. NRG is about to show you exactly how fast that can unwind intraday.
Yeah, right. Energy and utilities are the only places institutional money wants to be, but even there, you stay alert. Now let's build the actual playbook.
So PLTR at 147.22, up 1.4% pre-market, sits at the defense AI intersection with institutional backing. Negative 1.5 ATR multiple means room to run. This is your escalation scenario play.
Okay, wait, before you get to CRM, is PLTR actually liquid enough pre-market to act on that?
You know what? Good question. Pre-market, you're watching, not trading. You set your levels and you wait for the open to confirm. Then, CRM at 196.05, up 1.6%, showing relative strength while the whole tech sector sits at the third percentile.
It's like finding something green in the middle of a desert. That tells you the roots go deep.
Exactly. Divergence in a weak sector is notable. Now, NRG at 162.06, down 7.7%.
Wait, down 7.7 in the strongest sector? Isn't that a falling knife?
Honestly, I'd actually push back on that a little. It's not a falling knife if you're waiting for confirmation. The knife framing assumes you're catching it blind. Watch for a reversal signal in the first 30 minutes. No signal, no trade. If diplomacy surfaces and the sector holds, this snaps back hard.
Fair enough. And AZO?
36.37, down nearly 6%. Cleanest, short continuation setup on the board. If it fails to reclaim prior close in the first hour, gravity takes over.
Respect the gap.
Respect the gap.
So here's the scenario matrix everyone needs before they touch
the button. If ceasefire headlines drop in the first hour, PLTR fades and NRG rips. Energy names give back gains. If escalation headlines drop, PLTR accelerates, NRG continues lower, gold extends. Your position sizing has to account for either.
Either scenario. Reduce size, predefined stops, no chasing gap ups. This tape punishes aggression and rewards discipline. Mm-hmm. You cannot control the geopolitical headline. You can control your size and your stops. That's the only edge available today. Right.
And think 3 days ahead on everything. The Iran situation doesn't resolve in one session.
Before you touch anything at the open, attach a geopolitical scenario to every trade, set your stops before you size in, and watch the first 15 minutes before committing capital on any gap setup.
Oh, and the 15-minute rule on the gap setup specifically. Don't skip that step.
See you at the bell.
That's all for today's episode of Wave Rider Morning Dose. Everything you need before the bell. See you next time.